Hi, this is Ash from the world of tech, and let's get started. So, first story first. Windows 11 gets a release date of October 5th. Congratulate me, it's a day before my birthday. So, yeah. And so, Microsoft has officially announced that Windows 11 is arriving on October 5th. The long-awaited update for Windows 10 is now will be available as a free update to certain existing system. Although several products are on the way that are tailor-made for the new OS. While, you know, Microsoft had this really good Windows Microsoft event where they announced both the new Surface Duo, the Surface Studio, as well as Surface Pro 8. I really hope so this one gets nailed in the park as well. I'm not sure if I'll get it for free, but if I will, I'll certainly tell you what is gonna be in there. So Windows 10 is good till 2025, so don't worry. But the requirement is at least 1 GHz with 2 or more cores processor, 64-bit compatible, 4 GB RAM, 64 GB storage, GPU compatible with DirectX 12. So anything like anything above RTX 1000 series will be fine. And secure boot compatible system firmware, TPM2, 720p or greater display, and internet connection. If you have the PC health checkup app, that would be really good to let you know that if it's gonna be working or not. So if you are on the latest version of Windows 10, you are compatible with this Windows 11 hardware, it is connected to internet, as well as you will get a notification that yes, you will get Windows 11 update. And if you don't get the update, you can go to the settings, and here's a shortcut for you. Windows I would get you straight into the settings, and you can go in there and check for updates manually, and you can just start enjoying Windows 11. And that's it for Windows 11. Now let's go to the next one. It's a leak. The Chromecast 131. The leak affirms that Pixel 6 launch date as well as new ARM Chromebooks are coming. So, so we do know that Pixel 6, that I'm really excited about more than the iPhone this year, will be coming in October, somewhere around October. But they say it's gonna be on October 13, because Acer, which is behind what MediaTek, so and they want the new Chromebooks, Acer Chromebooks are gonna come out as well. And through Acer, this leak came out that on October 16th. So October is really upon us. Let's see if we get it on October 13th. Now, so if you don't know, there is a Pixel heads-up display, which will be available for anyone with Android 9 Plus device with digital well-being. So the heads-up feature, you get reminders to look up and stay alert when you are walking using your phone. Launched first on Pixel earlier, and is now available through digital well-being settings in on your devices running Android 9 or newer. And and be careful, look ahead, stay focused, look up, stay alert, watch out, watch your steps, stuff like that will be available. Google is not only expanding a heads-up mode for more Android devices, the firm is adding a number of new Android accessibility features, including like camera switches, project activate, and lookout. The camera switches feature is a brand new switch access option that allows those with motor implants. God, I couldn't say it. Motor implants and disabilities to navigate and control their Android smartphone by using facial gestures and eye movements. I really hope so. It's good. Because, like, I remember on S4 there was an eye tracking feature. I'll check it out as soon as it comes in my phone. And yes, then there is Lookout. Facial gestures and eye movements can be used to create and activate preset actions that would otherwise be managed via voice commands, or you'll be able to use the combination of both. This is also being joined by handwritten recognition with the part Lookout. This is an app that uses your device camera to help those with limited or restricted vision detect things with greater ease. And that's all for the Pixel heads up. Now let's go for the last one for the day, which is from our friends at 9to5 Googles, where they literally nail it out of the park with all the new material U designs and stuff like that. So Google Tasks is getting a new icon that matches with other workspace logos. Finally, that was the only one that was out of date, and it is already rolling out on schedule. Not yet available on iOS with Gmail and other workspace web apps, but Android is getting it first. So out of office, goal, reminder, task, and event were really old, but now these ones are pretty good. Pretty good, believe me. And that's all it's gonna be for today. If there's anything you want me to check out, I'll check it out later. And remember, I'll be getting the Pixel 6 Pro as soon as I can. I don't want the Pixel 6 regular one. I just want a daily driver. My iPhone XS Max has been giving me headaches and headaches because, well, the charging is really bad. The device health, the battery health basically, is at less than 70%, as well as way too many problems I'm getting with Apple right now. Even though I'm recording this is on my iPad, it won't matter to me. I would rather get myself an Android that can be overlasting, and if they announce that yes, this is gonna work with 4 years of updates, I'll be fine. Otherwise, I'll be going with Samsung later in the year when they come out with S22, S22 Plus, and S22 Ultra, which kind of looks like Note series basically. So if there is anything else, just let me know.